spiked seltzer water, organic low-carb beers. Is this really the future for beer giant Anheuser-Busch? It just might be. The company is forecasting higher growth this year, in part because of its push into these alternative beverages. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Mr. Westervelt, how are you?
Good to talk to you. So Anheuser-Busch has been having a bit of a hard time in the U.S. Fewer people are drinking, you know, these flagship brands, Bud and Bud Light. The shift, you know, among people has really been towards craft beers, liquor, and wine. Are they really looking at alcoholic water and these other kind of drinks as their big savior?
These guys are throwing all sorts of carbonation at the wall. As you described, the mega shift is away from full carb, full sugar, global flagship brands, not just Bud, but think Coke and Pepsi as well. Because the growth markets are craft beer and funky derivatives with varying degrees of alcohol and fruitiness and other things.
Interesting. So, I mean, I saw they're trying out Bud Lime, which I have to confess I have not tried, energy drinks, even cocktails in a can. I mean, have you tried any of these? I mean, are they any good?
I haven't, honestly. I mean, I save my alcoholic calories for the occasional Bartles and James or Zima, which is kind of in and out of a comeback. And I'll even enjoy a Four Loko once or twice a year.
Nice. I'm more of an IPA kind of guy with some wine thrown in there. I heard the company's also experimenting with cannabis drinks in Canada, partnering with cannabis company Tilray to make a THC drink and a CBD version that is not intoxicating. Is weed water or weed beer, I guess, part of their future too?
These guys are spreading their bets into anything that effervesces of growth, as it were. Soon you're going to see, you know, big tobacco and big vape branch into pot and eventually big soda too. You know, maybe by 2030, the Keebler Elves will be toking it up as well.
I think they already have. It's kind of like the Kraft Heinz, which saw its stock take a hit again this week. I mean, people just want healthier food. I guess people just don't want to drink a hot dog and eat a hot dog and drink a Bud at the ballpark like they used to or something.
Yeah, I mean, all joking aside, big food, if you think about Heinz, Kraft, Pepsi, Coke, and the mega brewers, they're really, I mean, it's really sweating the shift away from huge name brands with conventional ingredients. At the ballpark with my son, for example, I have my choice of several regional craft beers and a nitrate-free turkey sausage. My kid doesn't even know what a Coca-Cola is. At his age, I was the Big Mac and Coke guy.
I mean, are there other companies, beverage companies you've seen that have been able to evolve and roll with these consumer taste punches?
Think about LaCroix water that came back out of nowhere, and that's the go-to soft drink for millennials. And look how much Pepsi hustled to promote its knockoff, Bubbly, Buble, whatever, during the Super Bowl. Honest Tea, which I believe was acquired by Coke, that's flying off store shelves. And some of the fastest-growing brands in consumer packaged goods, they're just very mindful of ingredients and simplicity and low carb and sugar counts.
While we're talking about consumer taste, here's an interesting one. Energizer, the battery company, is jumping into the phone business with a new phone that has some 50 days of battery life. It's being called the thick boy on Twitter. How thick are we talking about here, Robin?
I mean, it looks like the thickness of three smartphones. And while it might not burn a hole in your wallet, I'm not so sure it won't overheat and literally burn a hole in your pocket.
Light beer and heavy phones. Robin Farzad hosts Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. My pleasure.